Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go! Step inside, love, in Italian. Yes, I know. Produced by George Martin, Sir George Martin, the late great Sir George Martin. Good evening to the listener to the late night alternative, Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
03444991000. Tonight's big phone in is, who is your favourite Terror Hawk from the TV series Terror Hawks? Remember that, Catherine?
Yeah, I liked the son. He's got mother.
Shut up and take a breath when I introduce this topic. Why was that?
No reason. I'm just a bit asthmatic.
We were playing around with a topic that we vetoed before the show, and Catherine was worried I was going to do it. I'll tell you tonight in the Shit Shack Club. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, the music. I'm going to be honest. This show is about honesty. It's about sharing stuff, and we share stuff on this show. She had a really intimate story yesterday about £35 a ticket. There's a cinema in London charging £35 per ticket to see a film. Also shared an intimate story with about my mum and the care home. The CQC, I've spoken to them today. They are on it. Also spoke to the manager of the care home's manager and was told, I recorded it, not for broadcast, for my memory and for legal purposes. And was told contradicting things. And then there was one bit. I said, why? For those who missed it, my mum is in a care home and she got out. She escaped, God damn it. And they didn't know where she was for. Now it could be 90 minutes. We don't know, right? Did you call?
So let's just remind ourselves, it's gone from, we think an hour to 90 minutes. Yeah. So let's call it 2 hours.
Did you call the police? Oh, no, Ian, we don't call the police if we find them. OK, what's the cut-off point for finding them? An hour? 2 hours? A day? Oh, no, we'd call them before the day was out. Right. And then so she went missing at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. I didn't find out until 7:30 Monday evening, 8:30. I said, why didn't I find... They called you several times. Did they leave a message as I was told yesterday? We don't know. I said, OK, well, I can tell you, no message was left and they didn't call me. There was no missed call. I can do you a screenshot. No missed call, no missed message left. Well, Ian, when I left a message for you this morning, this was the woman I spoke to today. When I left a message for you this morning, it took quite a lot of rings for it to get through to your answer phone. Voicemail, they call it, don't they? And the final thing was, how come I wasn't told. Okay, so at 7:30 Monday evening, I'm guessing the person who contacted me realised that I didn't know. That's correct. So up until that point, they thought I knew that Mum had gone missing. That's correct. How did they know? They either... It's one of two things, as far as I can see. Someone either lied to them or they made a really, really bad assumption. Which was it? Well, we're investigating that. Now, bearing in mind, once I said I was on speakerphone and recording it, they then said, OK, well, we're putting it on speakerphone here. And I said, OK, well, who is listening, please? And it was the person I spoke to last night was listening. And I said, OK, well, she's there, so she can answer this question. Why did she think I knew? Did someone tell her or did she assume? And the woman on the phone said, well, she's not prepared to answer that right now until we've investigated. I said, she's there. She knows the answer. What made her think I knew my mum had gone missing Did someone tell her or did she assume? It's a really simple question. We're not prepared to answer that, Ian, until we've had an investigation. The sound of arses being covered was incredible. One day in 50 years' time, when everybody apart from me is dead, I'm going to release these tapes and you're going to hear the sound of arses. And here's the thing. Last night on the phone to them, I got very angry and very sweary. I'm not proud of it, but in some ways I am because I was defending Mum, right? Today, very calm. I missed that phone call this morning, so I made a cup of coffee, I sat down, got my digital recorder out, breathed, just felt calm, and made the phone call. And I'll play you the tape, Kath. I was in complete control, right? Complete control. And they seemed to be surprised that I was upset by this, that my mum actually went further away from the home than I was told yesterday. Yes, it was the next street, but it wasn't the next street that's next to it. It was the other way to the next street, which is quite a distance away. My mum could have been killed. Yes, we know, Ian, and luckily she wasn't. Well, if you're working a care home purely on luck, then we're all screwed.
The bit that I particularly noted
There's
from your account
that,
earlier on was them blaming your mum.
Well, she did choose to leave, Ian. And then I got sarky and I went, oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. There's me thinking it's your fault. I said, there's me thinking it's your incompetent staff. And it was her fault. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, the CQC are on it. I've spoken to the CQC, spoke to a very, very nice lady. They're on it, right? They're on it. And I'm sorry, I must have bored a lot of you on Twitter going on about it. And then just stop arguing with idiots, Ian. Stop arguing with idiots. One guy said, you should keep her at home. It's the best choice for everybody.
No.
Sorry. What? Well, first of all, it isn't. It simply isn't. Comments like that, really, they happen less and less. We've got a new listener tonight, guy who's got a picture of Gary Glitter as his profile picture. We're going to get to the fun stuff in a minute, Martin, I promise. But you get less and less of those comments as time goes on. But there's a real judgmental self-righteousness about that that is misplaced and is wrong and is hurtful. OK, not everyone can keep elderly or sick relatives at home for financial reasons, for work. Some people don't want to keep them at home. And if they don't want to do that, you know what? Actually, if that's their decision, that's all right. But before you start making judgment calls on me, my friend, and it was a judgment call, try and learn some of the facts. She requires 24-hour, around-the-clock care, so kiss my ass. So I called him an idiot. And then some other guy piled in saying, well, you know what, people aren't allowed to have opinions, Ian. He's just expressing an opinion. And I said, well, no, he arguing with... Just block.
The person I particularly enjoyed was...
My mum's name as well, it could have been her.
Was the woman who took exception with you saying she didn't know what day it was. Thing is, she actually...
She literally doesn't know what day it is. I said, my mum's physically ill and doesn't know what day it is. And she thought that was me going, my mum's mental. No, my choice of words are very, very precise. She literally doesn't know, as my sister said, I don't think she knows what month it is.
No.
She asked me when my dad is going to go around and visit her. They divorced 25 years ago and he died 5 years ago.
And the other thing she took exception was saying that she got out. She's a free person. Well, let's just go back to the original comment.
Yeah.
She really doesn't know where she is. She thinks she's at work sometimes.
No more of that on Twitter. I'm just going to block people. I'm just going to block. So what I'm saying is this is a show that invites honesty from you and also honesty from me in a level that I think is unprecedented on British radio. So I'm going to tell you why the start of that Cilla Black song was quiet. It's because I wasn't in the studio and Catherine was operating the computer and the volume was down on my computer. I apologise to that, Catherine. I should have boosted the volume. Here's the thing. Literally 30 seconds before the mics went live, I followed through. Now, I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm a little bit embarrassed. I shouldn't be embarrassed.
Did you actually, though?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, I did. That's not a joke. It's not a piece. It's not a gag.
It's a splatter.
It's not a gag. God, okay, that's fair enough.
Could you not?
I followed through. Not massively.
Do you know what?
Yep.
No sympathy.
You've
been pushing them out as hard as you can all night. Honestly.
Please.
He pushes them out to spite me.
And this is it. This is it, okay?
So to me, this
we're
is
supposed to get
nature's
behind,
way.
We're supposed to get behind me too, with people like you, women, right? But what about me poo? Hashtag me poo.
You deserve it.
You see? Well, you deserve to get touched up by a film producer.
I've not been pushing out.
You deserve to get touched up to get a job.
Outrageous.
Because you're a woman.
You have been.
Do you know what I mean?
His bomb has been used as a weapon against me for some weeks now.
Now I'm going to get called out for saying those things. But you just switch it round. It's exactly the same thing.
It's not the same.
Exactly the same thing.
That.
She's pointing at me.
That you've been doing has been leading up to this moment, and I hope you finally learnt your lesson.
Well, I hope. Hey, oh, Catherine, by the way, I've got a job for you filling in for me next week when I'm not here, but I've got to have a go on your boobs.
What?
Yeah. Well, sorry, it's not funny. Oh, right, it's not funny when it's directed towards women, but when hate and bile and bullying is directed towards men, that's funny.
You were directing your bile at me all week.
You see?
And now your bile's escaped.
You see?
Serves you right.
And women wonder why... women wonder why.
I do.
Yep.
Seriously, man.
It's actually a true story. And I was expecting... you know I have mental health issues. And you know I'm very upset about my mum. And yet you think it's acceptable...
It seems to have affected your backside.
It's acceptable to just have a go at me because I have a physical illness.
Been gassing me out for weeks.
Hey, I know what, Catherine. Why don't we phone up a cancer ward and you can laugh? Let's do that, shall we? Because it's a physical...
I don't think they're doing it on purpose.
You don't know?
Well, I'd ask my grandma, but unfortunately she's not
wow.
around anymore.
Wow!
You had to bring it up.
Wow! Wow!
Seriously, man.
You need to. I did. And I've sorted it. Now I'm clenched. We'll make it through this together. It's going to be a tough show tonight, but we're going to get there, guys. We're going to get there. Who is your favourite Terrorhawk? 0344... 499-1000. Going to be some show tonight, guys.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344-499-1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03-44-499-1000 is on. Everyone give us a call. We call you back. Alan Caddick.
Hi, boss.
Oh, God. Is it more Death Watch?
No, that would have been yesterday's call.
Well, who died yesterday?
Scott Walker.
Okay. What's your favourite Scott Walker song?
But I ain't gonna sign anymore.
Yeah, you know the Walker brothers.
Yeah.
They weren't brothers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they weren't brothers.
Well, that's the same about the relationship between me and Robert.
You and Robert aren't brothers.
We've fallen out big time.
Oy, oy, oy. Why is that? Because he's quite controlling and bullying.
Well, there's jealousy on both sides.
Yeah.
and things have been said, and now he was staying with mum and dad for a few days, and now he's gone back to Blackpool, and he's never coming down ever again. He's cut all ties with me, well, mum and dad.
Well, hang on a minute. Okay, hang on a second. I need to get some. Let's sort this out. We can sort this out. We need some appropriate music. Hang on a second. Oh, man alive. Well, life is so hard to navigate, isn't it? OK,
yeah.
So tell us in your own words, Alan, exactly what happened.
Well, I was helping my mum tidy up the kitchen, and my mother was helping Dad on the allotment. Robert came back and said, have you had a wash? Because Dad's going to moan as he's had a drink. I took it all away and moaned to my mum. That caused an argument between my mum and Robert. And Robert said, I'm going back to Blackpool. You're never going to see me again. I said, if you're going to go, I'm going to go. So he stormed out. I stormed out. Luckily, I went to work and my boss calmed me down. Mum said, get back home. And now, while that's going on, my brother was getting in a taxi to go into town to get a coach back to Blackpool. And now he's back home in Blackpool, and he said he's never coming down ever again.
Screw him.
No, wait.
Oh, sorry. No,
this all started because he asked you if you had a wash.
Yeah, and I did have a wash. And he thinks I didn't.
Alan. Had you actually had a wash?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Proper one with soap.
I spent an hour in the bath cast.
Oh, okay. Gosh, all the crevices.
Was there water in the bath?
Yes.
Okay.
Up to me belly button.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I go back to the advice I was originally going to offer. Screw him.
No.
Sounds like a loser. Who needs brothers? I haven't got a brother. Well, I sort of have, but...
I'm officially an only child.
Oh, come on, Alan.
It means you get more in the will, Alan.
I know, and at least I can spend all my energy looking after mum and dad.
Yeah, exactly. Screw him. This guy's a loser.
No, this is such a shame.
Not
you
advice.
Two were good friends, and I know that he's proud of you.
He was.
Oh, he still is. This is a silly thing to fall out about, having a wash.
I know what. Here we go, Alan. Let's stop this music. Here we go. We need to get some... Hang on. We need some better music to help. Here we go.
Do you hear me, Cole?
No. I've got a great... Here we go. This is what we're going to do. This is great. This is going to be good, I think.
Rocky. I am a tiger.
Long time to start this, isn't it? Hang on, we'll get there in a minute. It's just longer than I remember. I've not heard it for a while. Here we go. Here it comes. Are you ready? Here it comes. Nope, not yet. Hang on.
Is this a COVID version?
This must be. I haven't heard this for years. It's long. Here we go. Nope. Okay, here it comes.
Walking Bob, I must have belonged to walking in here through this tune.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Now. Nope.
Is this all new?
I don't know what's going on. Now. Could you sing it, Alan? Keep going. And again. Okay, put the phone down, phone up your brother now. He's done it! He's done it! Yes, man! We got him pumped! We pumped Alan! We pumped it! This is longer than I remember.
They're always longer than you remember, aren't they? Especially karaoke.
This has been going for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. And Any minute now.
It's going to kick
in.
Here we go.
That moment when the beat drops.
This can't be right. Is it? This can't be right.
Have you...
No.
I'm just wondering whether what happened earlier has affected your circuitry.
No. Me following through is not going to make the Eye of the Tiger loop
strong. It's pretty strong.
For 5 minutes.
When I came over there to operate the equipment, and we threw up.
Okay, well, we'll just keep it going. It's got to start in a minute. Maybe it's like trying to start a car. It's like starting a car in the olden days. It takes a while. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Gatford.
I was going to go for the Beyonce. Can you handle it?
Michelle.
Can you handle it?
Just hang on a second, Gatford. Catherine, could you just strap down any vibe we've got left? Otherwise, he's just going to suck it all up.
Come on.
Away you go, Gatford. What have you got for us tonight?
Winter Davis's character, the Major Zero, is my favourite Terror Hawk character.
Wasn't the question, mate.
Wasn't it? What's your favourite Terror Hawk's character?
No.
Actor.
Wasn't the question. Have another go at what the question was.
What's your favourite character on... No, what was it then? Sorry.
Well, this is, people don't listen. The question was, who... Shut up.
Yeah?
The question was, who is your favourite Terror Hawk?
Ah, I see. Well, then, but maybe just...
He wasn't a Terror Hawk, mate. Thanks for your call. This doesn't feel... doesn't feel right. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Did we just steal CJ's gag? And the winner of the Late Night Alternative Presenter Award. Goes to
too.
Well done, Kath. 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row.
Yep.
The crowd aren't happy, though. Well, the crowd are, but my army aren't. Wir sollen gewinnen! Sind das der Hochmeister? Wir müssen hier vor! Too long! Have we suffered the slings and arrows of our greatest fortune? I was so bored of my baby. She wasn't giving me none. She'd let me play with her boobies, but wouldn't let me touch her butt. Now, this is, you see, this is,
gosh.
This is outrageous behaviour. Let's play an advert for
one of my
colleagues who does a proper radio show, and then we'll go back to
which
children's
never
hour.
Happened.
Exactly. Thank you very much indeed.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
Okay, very clever. I was playing the wrong Eye of the Tiger. I found it, now I'm in the vibe. Let's have it. Here we go. This one. Oh, yeah. Oh. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's round one more time.
Eye of the tiger.
Hold it. Yes. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. No, going around again. Here we go. Hang on. It's longer than I remember. It's longer than I remember. 2. Bam. Bam, bam, bam. Hold it! Bam, bam, bam. Yes. 2, 3, 4. Back it. No. Going around again. What is wrong with this? What is wrong with this? Hold it! Bounce, bounce, bounce. Ooh. Bum, bum, bum. Two,
yeah,
three,
smash your
four.
Face in.
Pack is going around again. I don't know what... Okay, it turns out that... what's the date today?
25th?
Eye of the Tiger is broken.
Oh, 26th.
Eye of the Tiger is broken. Can we log that, Sam? Can we log that? On the 10:30 on the 26th of March, 2019, we broke the Eye of the Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger...
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, doesn't it? The Eye of the Tiger is broken.
Sorry.
Dear God! We broke it! We broke one of rock's greatest songs!
I mean, no more training montages for you.
Oh! Going round again! It's broken! But it means it must work, because it's working better than it was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to... I'm just going to leave it going and hopefully it's going to...
Do you think if you turn it off and turn it on again?
Possibly. Let's see. 0344 499 1000. So you can't buy Krispy Kremes anymore?
They had them yesterday in the office.
You can't buy them.
Why?
Because they're funded by Nazis.
Oh.
This is true. So Krispy Kremes, Marc Jacobs, we knew about Marc Jacobs, Pret-a-Manger, not the film, Pret-a-Manger, the company, I'm remembering them properly. I'm not even anywhere close to litigious. This is fact. It's not the home of fake news.
I know
this
the Krispy Kreme have like made a massive donation.
Please let me finish
well,
the
crack
story.
Crack on then, this before is, the lawyers is, get on the
this
phone.
This is an important story, Catherine, and you're not giving it the respect it deserves. And we've broken Eye of the Tiger. Let me just say. Hang on, give me a second. Let me just look at Catherine googling to make sure I've not libeled anyone. I haven't. I know what I'm doing. Let me just say that Eye of the Tiger is certainly not a survivor anymore. That's the name of the group that recorded it. It's broken. It's a victim. Eye of the Tiger by victim. So Pret-a-Manger, Marc Jacobs, Krispy Kremes, and various other companies are owned by a family who made their money from Nazi Hitler. And they've only... Here's where I get a bit... Are you happy with that, Catherine? The legals are all
well,
ties
they
in.
Used Russian civilians and French prisoners of war as false labourers in their factories back in the day.
So you're happy with, I've covered all the legals?
Well, yeah? I've not seen anything about Marc Jacobs in here.
Well, they own the same company, Marc Jacobs by Marc Jacobs. Google it. Oh, this song is getting right on my tits. Jesus. Right. Actually, it's probably disrespectful. The family that owns those companies, and I've got to say, I was disappointed. I was really disappointed when I heard this. The family that owns the company made the money in the war. Obviously, their ancestors made the money in the war working for Hitler, using prisoners of war to do whatever it was they did, make the cellophane for the sandwiches. I don't know. I don't know what they did. And so the family have only just found out. Suspicious much? Yeah, me think so too. So they've donated just like $11 million to charity, right? So I know the story. Catherine Boyle.
Don't be angry with me for trying to make sure you don't get sacked.
No, I'm angry.
$11.3 million.
I'm angry. I'm sorry. It's $300,000 out.
Yes, important.
But the thing is, you can't be sued for that bit. Here's the thing. I'm not angry. I'm angry with you thinking just because I shot myself today that I don't know big news stories. Well, I do, because I've had a lot of time to read them on the toilet. I do. Now, here's what upsets me. Right? This whole story. Those posh cheddar and pickle sandwiches in Pret are... bellissima, out of this world. They're out of this world. Mind-blowing. Wonderful. Well, I can't eat them anymore because I don't want to put money in Hitler's pocket. I can't eat them anymore.
I don't think it's going to Hitler anymore.
Okay, well, that's what that's you would say that. So I really... I tell you what I want. Can we get the guy that owns the company to come on the show and talk about it?
He's probably listening now, probably ring up.
Or, failing that, just like someone behind one of the counters or something at Prep, just to come on and put my mind at ease. They're such friendly people. This is why they can afford to give away free drinks to people they fancy. It's the same thing. If we could just get one of the people behind the counter to come
Didn't
on.
Didn't your mate Toff used to work there?
Yes, she did, actually, yeah.
That figures.
Oh, wow. Now, that is libelous.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, not
Yeah, it is, actually. It is.
She did used to work there.
Well, that figures.
She's friendly.
Yeah.
What did you mean?
That figures. That figures.
What did you mean?
That figures.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You make me want to...
not again.
Throw up.
Don't think there's anything left, is there?
You make me...
A worker in Australia who claims his ex-supervisor...
Hang on a minute, because I'm sorry to interrupt. I think I've fixed it. Here we go. So far, so good. Hold it! I think we fixed it. Here we go. We're in. We fixed it. Yeah. Boxing in a ring. Rocky Stallone style. Adrian. Here we go. We're in. We fixed it. Yeah. I get up. I'm back on the street. To my time, I got my glory.
Don't know the words, do you?
Little bit of difference now, I'm back on the seat. Got my dad and a will to survive. So many times it happened to me. I took my time, I took my chances. Hold my hand down, sister, this is the truth. Gonna fight you in a boxing match. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. No one kill your weapons of survival.
Don't strain so much on the chorus.
Polyps. I'm the man on the side, but you know where you're going to die. Of the tiger.
You have the eye of the tiger in your pants carrying
fixed
on like
it.
That.
Fixed it. Right, let's have Verse 2, is that verse 2? Forget your story, it's irrelevant. Took my time, took my chances. Boom, 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 the many differences. Now I'm on my own. Hold my hand and I'll guide you along. It's the high up on lower. Makes it easier. Fill up the fight.
Is it?
It's enough.
On who?
The terrors of our rivals. And now Rocky has a fight with Mr. T and Apollo Creed and Ivan Drago. Yes. Right, can you fit your story into the instrumental break? Because that would be great. Here we go, now.
A worker in Australia who claims...
No, he's singing.
Come on!
I thought it was an instrumental break. He's singing. We fixed it. We might as well use it. Bum, bum, bum. What's the difference now? You're back on your life. Got your hands and your boxing gloves. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Cutting up for the mirrors of our rivals. And the last known survivor. I've lost the tune of it. I think this is very speed. Of the tiger.
Seriously, don't push so hard.
Oh, yeah, now. Like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Yes, now. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Okay. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Here we go. Now we're getting to the end. Tiger. Getting to the end of the song now. Such a great fighting song. Everybody wants to train. Get to the end of the song now. Gonna hear Kathy's story. Got a good, powerful song now.
I am
Yeah, boxing, fighting, making love, being a man, driving a car, having friends. Walking in a butcher's, punching meat, running upstairs, running downstairs, kids jumping around you as you cheer. You're gonna be a boxer, gonna be a boxer, everybody fighting, everybody fighting. We fixed it, there we go. Catherine, your story?
Sorry, I'm a bit emotional about that.
Yep, powerful song. Makes you think. Your story.
This will make you think.
Will happen after these adverts.
Oh,
a star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls...
Well, I'm on the edge.
..and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you!
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03, quiet on the phone tonight.
I wonder why.
I think it's your attitude. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine, I believe you had a very important news story.
Yeah.
That is more important than talking about companies that have been funded by their work with the Nazis in World War II. So let's hear.
We covered that now? Are we finished?
I think that's
carry on if you want to carry on.
I would have liked it to. Doesn't sound right, but I would have liked it to, but no. You've obviously got a more important story, so let's hear the more important story. It's more important than Pret-a-Porter, I have to say, is in no way, as far as we know, connected with Nazis, although some of the script may have been written on an IBM computer. So in that case, the film, Hollywood is tainted with some of the worst crimes, some of the worst atrocities known to man. And I'm not just speaking about Howard the Duck. I'm speaking about World War II. Catherine, I believe you had a story you wanted to do. I'm really looking forward to hearing this. Here we go.
A worker in Australia who...
There's an oxymoron. Is it?
No need for that, mate.
Worker in Australia. There's an oxymoron. Can they hear us in Australia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they tend to be quite outdoorsy and fit. And over here.
Yes.
So just be careful.
Yes.
A worker in Australia.
I love Australia. I love Australia, mate. I love the Sheilas. I love throwing a Sheila on a Barbie.
No.
And getting my lobster ready, covering my lobster in butter and sliding it in.
What?
I love getting me shrimp. Love getting my shrimp out, but rubbing it with a knob, rubbing my shrimp with a knob of butter, and seeing who wants to chow down on it with the Sheilas. In the Bruces, why not? If the Bruces want to chow down on my buttery knob shrimp, then I would be very happy with that. Out in the outback, or in the bush, prefer it in the bush, actually. Not so keen on it outback, but if that's all that's going, I'll take it. Ideally, though, my shrimp would be devoured in the bush. But if I had to butter it up and put it in the outback, you know, I would do that too. I love Australia. It's a great country. One of the best countries, beginning with A. It's in the top 10. Australia, I'm going to say, is in the top 10 countries beginning with A. That's how highly...
What are the other 10?
Albania.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Amazonia. Air.
You are an idiot.
That's how highly I rate it in the top 10. I mean, lower top 10, you know, kind of bubbling under. Top 15. Australia, for me, is in the top 15 countries beginning with A.
And the other 14 are?
Much better. Let's hear this story. It sounds like it's going to be a good one, about a guy working... If I've got this right, it was a guy cooking shrimps in Australia on a barbecue. Have I got that right?
He's cooking something.
Okay, let's hear. Just looking forward to this.
A worker in Australia.
Oh, can I just give the phone number out, just in case anyone...
I wish you would.
Just going to ask you not to look at me for a second while I do this.
My pleasure.
0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. What countries would you put in the top 15 of countries beginning with A, above Australia?
I mean, Argentina's got to be in there, right?
No, it's not actually. No, it's
why?
Not. No, I'll tell you why. Because of Las Malvinas.
It's very offensive to the Falkland Islanders, you call
exactly.
it that.
Exactly. And Ozzy Ardiles, the football man, the football traitor.
Not Maradona.
No, he was Portuguese. Let's hear the story. Let's hear the story about this barbecue man who was in a bush in Australia. No. Let's hear that.
That's not it. A worker in Australia who claimed his ex-supervisor repeatedly broke wind at him has appealed against a court ruling that found he was not bullied.
Oi, oi, oi.
David Hingst said his former colleague, Greg Short...
David Hingst, did he? Did he? Did he Hingst? So David Hingst... I've got a recording of that session.
I don't need a recording. I'm getting it live.
Okay, we're just going to play. This has come from Sky News. It's Kay Burley.
Eamon.
Matthew Wright. Now. So, Catherine, let's have the rest of the story. Jesus, is this going out? Let's have the rest of the story with this recording from our team at Sky News. Thank you so much to Dermot Murnaghan for record. We couldn't get a recording of the actual incident in Australia, so Dermot and Kay got together,
cooked it up.
I knew they had a little something brewing between them. I didn't know it was this. Thank you, guys. Great audio, love it. Away you go. That was me. That one was me. 48 minutes ago to this very day. Catherine, this story, please, about the man in the bush with his shrimp on a barbie.
David Hinks said his former colleague Greg Short would lift his bum and fart on him up to 6 times a day.
Wow.
6 times a day. He sued his former company for $1.8 million Australian last year, but the Supreme Court of Victoria found there was no bullying. Mr. Hinks, 56.
Oh. That one, oh, the last two were actually Catherine. That's why she had to pause there. Here's the thing. You can't fart and speak at the same time. That's a fact.
You can.
No, you can't have air coming out of both orifice at the same time. That's actually a fact. Try it. Try it at home. It's a fun game. Catherine.
He said the
flat... she tried it. She tried it and she couldn't. Did you hear that? She made the noise for trying. She went... And she couldn't speak and fart at the same time. It's one as one opens, the other clenches. It's a medical fact, Catherine.
Mr. Hinks said the flatulence had caused him severe stress.
Yeah, it would do.
Mr. Hinks.
Is he the farter or the fartee?
The fartee.
Okay.
Mr. Hinks, who was a contract administrator based in Melbourne, sued construction engineer in 2017, but the case was thrown out in April 2018.
Or did they open the window?
He appealed that decision and was heard by the Court of Appeal on Monday. I bet he was. I'd be seeing with my face to the wall and he'd come into the room, which was small and had no windows. This is sounding very familiar, Mr. Hinks.
Yes.
Who told the Australian Associated Press.
Yeah.
He would fart behind me and walk away. He would do this 5 or 6 times a day. Just 5 or 6. I mean...
Well, that's outrageous behaviour. It's disgusting.
At the original hearing last year, Mr. Short said he didn't particularly recall breaking wind in Mr. Hinks, but he may have done it once or twice, maybe. However, he denied he was doing it with the intention of distressing or harassing Mr. Hinks. According to news outlet news.com.au, Mr. Hinks claimed Mr. Short had behaved that way as part of a conspiracy to get rid of him, and said his time at construction engineering caused him psychiatric injuries.
Ouch. That's, we certainly don't mock mental health on this show.
No. But you have burnt my nasal hair off.
Okay, yeah, well, that's different. That's
at his earlier court appearance, he said Mr. Short had verbally abused him about his work performance and made bullying phone calls where he branded Mr. Hinks an idiot.
Did he fart down the phone?
Mr. Hinks said he'd not received a fair trial and felt the judge in charge of his previous case was biased against him.
I think he did, and we've actually got a recording of that. Can we just play the audio that we got sent from AP? Yeah, okay, here we go.
Hello? Who's there? Hello, who is this? Ah, oh, geez, not you again. Right, that's it. No, stop that. Stop that, that's disgusting. Right, that's it. I'm taking you to court. Jesus Christ, man!
But Justice Philip Priest on Monday said the trial judge seemed to have shown remarkable latitude. The very distinct impression I get is you were given every opportunity to put your case, he said. The Court of Appeal will deliver its ruling on Friday.
Well, I've actually gone to a website, health24.com. This is a genuine website, not making this up.
How to deal with farting in the office. Health 24 writer Eugene Lotta. I bet, he gets a lot of something, you know. Comments on the dilemma faced by workers when they feel the need to pass gas during office hours.
Go to the toilet. It's not a dilemma. Just go to the toilet.
Whether you call it farting, flatulence, passing wind, or passing air through poo.
I call it antisocial.
Expelling gas is a normal physical function and everyone does it. Up yours.
Yeah, but you'll never catch me doing it.
Why would I want to catch you? Do you think I set Kath fart traps? Where I put like little bowls of chili beans and then like there's a cage above you. So as soon as you eat the chili beans, the cage comes down and I catch you farting?
No, the thing is, because when I go, it's like glitter and rainbows. It creates a terrible mess. So I would never do that in front of anyone
Gary
else.
Glitter and George rainbows.
Oh, dear.
We know that it's unhealthy. Here we go. We know that it is unhealthy to hold back farts. And we're familiar with sayings like, wherever you be, let your wind go free.
Yeah, church or chapel, let it rattle.
However true this may be, oh, it carried on, it is still not socially acceptable to drop your guts. It actually does. The passing air through poo I added, the drop your guts, it's here. In public places.
Why wouldn't they use cut the cheese?
They may
elegant.
Do later. Especially if it is a confined space where other people can hear and stroke or smell your farts and stroke your farts.
I feel like I'm eating, chewing on them. These windows do not open.
It is generally not considered so bad to fart in the presence of the people you feel comfortable with, like close friends and family.
Well, yes, it is.
At work, most employees spend about 8 hours a day at work, do they? No. Really? 8 hours? Wow. Those poor people, man. That's awful. Wow. What? Why would you... Okay. And while many people are employed on building sites or other open-air locations, most of us work indoors at relatively close quarters with colleagues and co-workers. A fart usually announces itself by its sound and smell. Both characteristics are not essential, however, as farts can be silent and violent. It doesn't say that, but it should. However, as farts can be silent and don't always smell bad...
They do.
It is generally accepted that the silent ones are the really smelly ones. Silent but violent, it does say that. And that the loud ones don't smell as bad. Well, I can actually prove that latter is incorrect. The average person farts anywhere between 14 and 24 times a day. Is that all?
Well done, you're above average.
Something to be proud of. Adding up to about 1.5 litres of gas a day, which means that sooner or later during the course of the day, you're going to feel the need to let one fly.
Litres, mind you. Liquid.
How to avoid farting in the office. Despite the fact that farting is a normal function and everyone does it, there are ways to keep gas production to a minimum. Don't swallow too much air. This usually happens if you're nervous.
You
or
do gulp a lot.
You eat or drink too fast. Mm-hmm. Stay away from gassy foods. Common foods that cause gas are legumes, cruciferous vegetables...
And anything Ian eats.
Okay. Try digestive enzymes. Oh, get stuffed. Try herbs. Drinking peppermint tea or chewing fennel seeds can decrease bloating after large meals. What they don't say here is find out what sets you off. We're all different, so identifying your triggers and finding your own solutions can be helpful. What they don't say is, actually, it's quite nice. It's quite a nice thing to do.
What?
It's a nice thing to do. It's fun.
For whom?
Stifling your farts can be uncomfortable. This is an actual medical website, right? So we've lost all of our listeners apart from five.
Who's it written by?
Eugene Lotta. Told you.
All right.
Stifling your farts can be uncomfortable or even dangerous, and refusing to let it out can cause pouches in the wall of the colon, which can become infected. Okay. Ugh. What to do if you let one slip out? If you lose control of your sphincter, you have a number of options. Ignore it and hope no one around you noticed. Pull up your nose and give your neighbour a dirty look. Ooh, Kath. Man up and apologise for your indiscretion.
Or, in Ian's case, go, ha, that was a good one.
If you feel one coming on but still have some control, you can take a quick trip to the bathroom to blow off steam. If, however, it is really a flatulent day and you know you're going to embarrass yourself, you can organise that you work from home.
I'm having a fart day.
And if you're really brave, you can explain the situation to your colleagues and ask them to bear with you. Right, here we go. How to react if someone else does it? Ignore it if it's not too obvious. Make a scene to discourage the culprit from ever doing it again. Don't fart shame somebody. No. If it's an ongoing problem because the farter is a real pig or has a medical problem, speak to your human resources department. OK, well, I think that's enough of that, Catherine. You've really lowered the tone this evening. I was talking about World War II, where they didn't fart. 0344 499 1000. Oh, God, it's only an hour. I thought we were finishing then. Shit.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.